The Showbiz Slot with Nathan Head.
Hello again. Right, see if you can guess what we're going to be talking about today from this piece of music. That's right, it's the Indiana Jones franchise. The Indiana Jones franchise, based on the historical fantasy adventures of the eponymous fictional archaeologist, began in 1981 with the film Raiders of the Lost Ark. A prequel, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, followed in 84, and the sequel, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, in 89. In 1992, the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles began airing on television, and then a fourth film, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, was released on May the 22nd, 2008. The series was created by George Lucas, the film star Harrison Ford, and were directed by Steven Spielberg. Raiders of the Lost Ark is set in 1936 and follows our hero Indy as he searches for the infamous Ark of the Covenant. It starts off with Dr. Jones braving an ancient temple in the Peruvian jungle filled with booby traps to retrieve a golden idol. Upon escaping the temple, Indiana is confronted by rival archaeologist René Belloc and the indigenous tribes. Surrounded and outnumbered, Indiana is forced to surrender the idol to Belloc and flees from a jungle chase aboard a waiting seaplane. Once he starts on his mission to find the Ark, he meets an old flame called Marion Ravenwood, who joins him on his journey through to Cairo. They do, of course, find the Ark, only to have it taken from them by the Nazis, who have been working with Belloc. They open it during a ritual at the end, and suddenly spirits emerge from it. Aware of the supernatural danger of looking at the opened Ark, Indiana warns Marion to close her eyes so they don't see anything, they only hear what's going on. The apparitions suddenly morph into demonic creatures, and lightning bolts begin flying out of the Ark, hitting the Nazis, gruesomely killing them all. One explodes, one melts. It's a very, very gross scene. The fires then rise into the sky and fall back down to Earth, and the Ark closes with a crack of thunder and all the Nazis have been wiped. Back in Washington, D.C., the Army intelligence agents tell a suspicious Indiana and Brody from the university that the Ark is someplace safe to be studied by top men. In reality, it's just sealed in a wooden crate labelled Top Secret and stored in a giant government warehouse filled with countless similar crates, which we're later to revisit in the fourth film. The next film, The Temple of Doom, is set a year before the events of Raiders, and it starts off in a nightclub in Shanghai. Indiana has made arrangements to trade the remains of an ancient emperor in exchange for a diamond known as the Peacock's Eye. Lao Che tricks Indy by slipping a poison into his drink, but during a comedic fight scene, Dr. Jones claims the antidote and escapes with the nightclub singer, Willie Scott. Unbeknown to them, their escape plane is owned by Lao Che, and the pilots parachute out during the flight, leaving our heroes to fall to their doom. But they escape in an inflatable raft and land in India.
Oh, anything goes.
After arriving in India, Indiana Jones is asked by a desperate village to find a mystical Sankara stone. He agrees, stumbling upon a Kali Fugi religious cult plotting child slavery, black magic, and ritual human sacrifice.
Bhakti Devi Kalima. Kalima. Kalima.
In The Last Crusade, Indiana is introduced to the wealthy Walter Donovan, who informs him that his estranged father has vanished while searching for the Holy Grail. Indy receives a package which turns out to be his father's Grail diary containing all his life's research. Understanding that his